Inflation at the wholesale level is higher than expected. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. The producer price index, that is the measure of inflation in the economy at the wholesale level, rose 0.7% in January. That is almost twice what surveys show economists expected. Not ideal. Let's get into it with Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
So we've got wholesale prices rising practically twice as fast as expected. We had retail sales come out super strong, meaning people are still spending. Tuesday, the CPI showed inflation picking up month to month. This is not looking like it's all adding up to good news for inflation.
No, it really isn't. And I think it's the thing Jay Powell, Fed chair, warned us about the last time he talked about inflation and monetary policy, which is it could improve in a straight line, but it doesn't usually work that way. And that's not the Fed's forecast.
You know, people have been hoping for this soft landing, also known as, you know, maybe the labor market won't have to suffer so much in order to get inflation under control. Is that still the case?
Well, you know, investor surveys show now that only about a quarter of investors expect a recession. The reason, of course, is that consumer spending is stronger. We've just seen strong employment growth, too. But bear in mind, the Fed is determined to boost the unemployment rate in order to contain inflation.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York, thanks again.
Thank you, Sabri.
The Congressional Budget Office says the U.S. could start running out of money to cover its bills by this summer if Congress doesn't reach a deal to raise or suspend the debt limit before then. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the details.
The federal government hit the debt limit last month. It can't borrow any more money to pay its bills until Congress votes to raise or suspend the limit. Republicans and Democrats so far haven't been able to do that, with each side blaming the other for the rising debt. The Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, says the national debt this year will add up to 98% of total economic output, or GDP. CBO says that'll rise to 118% of GDP in 10 years. As Congress struggles to come to an agreement on the debt limit, the Treasury Department is using extraordinary measures to cover the government's expenses. The CBO estimates those measures will be exhausted sometime between July and September, and they could run out before July if income tax payments come in lower than expected. If Treasury couldn't pay the bills, the government would default on its debt, sending shockwaves through the global financial system. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
One industry that came to a standstill during the pandemic was arts and entertainment. It has come roaring back. 185,000 people got new jobs in arts and entertainment last year. But the employment numbers still aren't where they were pre-pandemic. There are still 70,000 fewer people working in arts and entertainment now than at the end of 2019. So we thought we would check in with the country's largest theater company that serves audiences of multiple generations, the Children's Theater Company based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Kimberly Motes is managing director there and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What changes have you noticed in the theater business since reopening?
Well, certainly we are all in what we call recovery mode coming out of the pandemic. We are not back to the same sort of budget size. We've got a smaller staff. Certainly, we have been very careful about hiring. Our part-time sort of worker hours are down about 13%. And, you know, in terms of, you know, that payroll, we're down a bit in terms of the overall numbers of people that we have had on our payroll.
You mentioned, you know, budgets are down, but also I wonder if when you reopened, was everyone you had employed, were they still there?
We were a theater that had to make really tough decisions with the shutdown, and we furloughed the majority of our staff. What was remarkable for us was I think 90% of our staff came back 18 months later. I will say that we've seen some staff in our field. We've seen a number of theater makers leave the industry. And we're talking a lot about, you know, eliminating 6-day rehearsal weeks, which has been standard in our business, and a number of things that have been standard in our business that we're now looking at differently to make sure that this is a profession that people can both live and work and have that balance.
You know, this year is economically speaking so uncertain. How are you looking at this year?
I think we're thinking that it's going to be a multiple year recovery. We're feeling the wage pressure for sure. We're seeing inflation cost in materials. We're developing a 5-year financial projection so that we can begin to really understand at what point can we get ourselves into a more financially healthy approach. So, you know, there are changes going on in philanthropy, and we're very dependent on the generosity of institutional and individual contributed revenue and philanthropy. That's about 38% of our overall budget. So really looking at sort of the revenue side and then what that means in terms of what we can do on an expense side. We're really interested in what the back half of the season looks like for us. So I think we're going to know a lot more in July, and that's going to inform how we move forward into the future.
Kimberly Motes is managing director for the Children's Theater Company in Minneapolis. Kimberly, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for highlighting arts and culture and theater in particular.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.